This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Battle wrong for that one.
Eggs are expensive. Not a lion. Odyssey app's free. These are all.
You're the one doing the tariff talk all week.
I didn't. Wait a minute. Did I talk tariffs?
You've been. You brought up tariffs multiple times.
Well, no, because I ordered
tariffs,
some stuff.
Scooter, you're all over the place.
No, I ordered some stuff, yeah. And I was worried that I wasn't gonna get it because of them. You know, stuff like. I mean, stuff stuck.
What did you order?
I didn't tell y'all this. I ordered some sweatsuits, right?
Oh, yeah. What's it called? The material?
Fur. I look like a furry. I got a squirrel suit. I got a bear suit.
Oh, God.
Are you planning for your
And I got a black
expedition?
Bear suit. No, it's just like.
Is this for the gorilla fight?
No.
Is this for the convention?
I might as well.
Okay.
Because when I got them, you know how they have a description and it's like, it looked like velour.
Why did you buy these?
Because they were cheap. And they were from overseas. And now I have them, and it's like they look like animals. That look like I look when I look like a squirrel.
So it's now May. Why are you ordering sweats?
Well, I didn't know.
Next year's gonna catch up quick.
I thought it was like a terry cloth.
Here before you know it.
I should have did a
you're
better
gonna
job.
You gonna come in here dressed as a squirrel one day?
Nobody will ever see me.
No,
will
you gotta
go.
Wear. You
nobody,
gotta.
Nobody will ever see me in any one of those sweatsuits.
Dress up, Douglas, over here.
Because you talk about like the back. Oh man, they would kill
picture
me.
Picture you
YouTube.
Dressed up as a squirrel.
Man, I'm telling you, because I look like a furry. It's like why did you? And when I got them, I was like. And you know I'm lazy. I don't know how to send
them. If they
back.
Get Ranger to go to the bullpen, will you come in as a squirrel?
No. I'm not. I refuse.
How about Painter? Painter out of the bullpen, you're a squirrel.
No. These sweatsuits are bad, Joe. They're bad. They're furry. I look like a big ass furry animal.
What was the description that got you to buy these?
Well, it was like when squirrel. you saw the model and it looked more it didn't look as furry.
Yeah.
But when I got it, I'm like, damn, I look like a big-ass furry animal.
We can't have that. We just can't. All right, 215-592-9494.
Grizzly bear.
94-94. We thank, again, MacMart from Ardmore coming in with some mac and cheese today.
Yeah, that mac and cheese hit hard.
Yeah, that roasted red pesto, gone. It was pretty much all gone. I ate the whole thing. It was delicious. We appreciate them coming in. Good stuff. Good food. Not just mac and cheese, all different kinds. But also, they had some chicken fingers. There's other stuff there. So we appreciate them coming in today. One more quick thing. And then we got to talk about the topper and Phillies and the Ranger decision. Hugh, we got some exciting news this morning. You know
what
about this? Well, the Colonial Theater has released a limited number of tickets for BG Live on 5-5. So we found out yesterday, the day before, they were sold out. Well, they must have cleared some space or figured out some extra seating because they now have a limited number of tickets now left. Don't miss your chance to take part in an incredible night for one of your favorite Eagles of all time. Get your tickets now. 94WIP.com. So if you were disappointed when you heard a couple days ago it was sold out, now is your chance to hop back in. 94WIP.com. BG Live on Monday, which is, of course, Cinco de Mayo.
So you can call in and get tickets today, right?
You could go to the website.
Well, I was about to say, call Kyle and ask him for tickets.
Any question you have, Kyle's ready to answer. he really enjoyed things. Did something funny there.
No, I
did. He did. He just screwed me.
No, listen. When Kyle looked up, he looked at me like, really? Kyle's been getting like weird phone calls all day.
I think he does often. We don't make it to air. So
and I just made it worse for him. Yeah. Somebody's going to call in not knowing that I was kidding. Mm-hmm. And they're going to ask Kyle for tickets to beat you live.
The screening is one of the more underrated parts of this job that I have back here nobody sees.
No, I could just imagine. Ooh, I know the screening. I know you had to screen some calls Monday. It was some triggered individuals out there Monday.
Think about
what
the things.
Monday? Oh, yeah.
Well.
Why aren't they talking about this? Well, they're not going to.
Think about the things that do manage to get through, like Herb.
I'm looking at a threesome.
And then think about like the line. For like you have to be pretty weird to not get on, you know?
I don't know. We let Hugh say a lot of weird things. He's always
we don't have a choice.
Tone it down.
Hugh's got an open mic.
You ask me a question.
Well, you can cut him off if you need to.
And I do it. I always do the pregnant pause. And you'll say, well, hey, what are you thinking? And I'll tell you. And sometimes, people okay with it, and sometimes they're not.
Well, here's what I'm not okay with. I'm not okay with the Phillies just putting Ranger back in the rotation when we have an obvious hole in the bullpen. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Topper. Yesterday, he spoke about the plan for Ranger, who's healthy, who's going to be activated this weekend as a starting pitcher against Arizona on Sunday. Here is Topper.
Do you have anything on Ranger, what his next step is, how he came out of the bullpen?
It was really good. He's going to start Sunday. It's going to be Luzardo, Nola, Ranger.
All right, Luzardo, Nola, Ranger, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today in the finale against the Nats, it's going to be Taiwan Walker. So for the time being, the very time being, they're going to roll through six starters, and then we'll see what they do next week. But it certainly sounds like Ranger is a starter. No questions asked. And I'm asking questions because I believe he should go to the bullpen. The Phillies don't need a fifth starter. They have one. His name is Taiwan Walker. Is he great? No. Is he serviceable? So far this season, yes. In four of his five starts, he's allowed 0, 1, or 2 earned runs. It's certainly serviceable for your fifth starter. What they don't have is enough bullpen arms that we could count on. Nice night last night. Wonderful. Ruiz and Banks, great job. That's been the anomaly. They end the month of April near the bottom of baseball in ERA from the bullpen. And I know, Hugh's worried about Scott Boras and agents and money. Hugh, I am very simply, and I'll start calmly saying, Ranger, we're going to use you out of the bullpen for now. If there's bass in his voice, I say, we're forcing you to do it. Get out there.
It's not going to work.
Yeah,
like
sure it is.
And he's going to walk out the office and be like, no, I'm going to call my agent.
Oh, and what's Scott going to do about it?
He's going to tell him, my client is not going to be in the bullpen. That's what he's going to do. That's what's going to happen.
Well, then your client's not pitching.
Well, okay, that's on y'all.
But it's also on. It hurts you.
These are conversations. See, and this is another thing. And I know we're attacking this from our fandom, but yes. This conversation has already been had. Your best bet moving forward, I'm telling you, and I feel like this is how it's going to play out. Taiwan's going to be in the bullpen.
You're probably right.
He's going to be in the bullpen.
It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Yes, he's going to be the guy that's going to go to the bullpen because when Painter comes up. You're going to have a six-man rotation. Here's the thing, Joe, and this is why I feel like this conversation has already been had. This was talked about before the season started, potential six-man rotation. And before you even throw that conversation out for people to chew on, you've already talked to Zach. Hey, Zach, we're thinking about going this route. How do you feel about that? I know you don't like to get out of your routine as far as being on 5 days rest. How do you feel about that? Well, that's not what I like to do, but hey, I'll do what's best for the team.
So you may be totally right on this, that they prepared, that's why they're so adamant they're not moving Ranger or Painter to the bullpen, all this stuff. Huey, I hope the Phillies are ready for backlash if they do this from us. You know why? If they do it, it could work, and it still might not make the team better, right? Because let's say all the pitchers are pitching well, and your idea is what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blowing games out of their bullpen. I mean, every night, Topper's going to be asked, like, hey, have you thought about moving one of these guys to the bullpen? Well, whoever it is. But right now, Ranger's the obvious one because he's back and he's healthy. And I think the thing about Ranger that frustrates me the most, I understand the Painter side, right? Mm-hmm. We had that discussion 2 weeks ago. I understood it.
Because he's younger and he has more of an upside.
Yes, he has a special ceiling and yes. He is off of surgery. Even though I think it's worth the risk, I get it. The other side of that is very easy for me to understand. The other side of this is Like what? His money? His pockets? His agent? Because it's not.
I know you
it's
said
not
it.
His ability
always,
to,
he was always thinking about
it. It's not his ability to do it. He's done it and done it effectively. I'm not worried about his pockets.
I know you're not worried
about
it.
Are you part of the Suarez family?
But
you know those people.
It's on the Boris payroll, man.
It's unbelievable. I'm looking on the Boris client website right now. I'm checking this out.
Listen, I understand where you're coming from.
Boris
clients. This is where I have to talk. I feel like when I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to every Phillies fan that's out there listening to this station.
Well, they're all mad at you.
And they are, and I know. And I know they're probably killing me on the YouTube.
Yeah.
But here's the reality of the situation.
Notable active clients. I'm searching Control F Douglas.
Here's the reality.
You did once famously state something.
Money drives everything at this level that is being done. That's the main reason why Trey Turner's still at shortstop. Like let's just take
the example you're using to make me feel better?
Let's just keep it a bean. The reason why they haven't moved him is number one, he doesn't want to go and he makes a lot of money. Mm. And for them, even though that might be the right move to make, it doesn't justify the money that he's making.
Well, they're cowards.
Well, the bottom line is this, Kyle. The guys that make the most money have the most say. Bryce Harper. We laugh and giggle about it, but this is what happens when your chickens come home to roost.
I found it. So I looked among the notable active clients. I did not find Hugh. But it does say this. He has a 75-person staff, which many of which are former major leaguers. But then there's this part. He's got a NASA computer engineer, lawyers. But also on Boris's staff is a 14-person research staff charged with watching each day's games and reporting to Boris. That's Hugh Douglas.
That is on not, the secret
that
staff.
That is, the secret
that
Boris
is
staff.
Not me. But the reason why guys go to Scott Boras, I have not ever known, and I don't know that much about him, but I do know this. All his clients are paid.
He's a great agent.
And
he
gets maximum dollars. And the way that you get maximum dollars is being starters and not bullpen arms.
Yeah.
Let's throw them all a parade then. For getting money. I don't care. I know you don't care.
I know you don't care, Kyle, but they do. The players do.
Okay, but
Ranger does.
But I don't think Ranger and Scott Boras have the leverage that you think they do.
They do.
They do not. Because if he refuses... Well, then what happens? Like, is he not going to pitch? That is going
to
hurt him.
I went to college in Lehigh Valley. It's nice. It's not as nice as Philadelphia. If he refuses, go hang out with the Iron Pigs.
Put it like this. This is a truism. When it comes to pitchers, when they're in a good mental space, aren't they? That's when they're mostly at their best.
Yes. Yes.
You put Ranger in the bullpen forcibly. He's not going to be in the right headspace because he's going to be feeling some type.
And then he's going to pout and lose money.
He's going to pout and lose money, and you're still not going to get what you want.
Okay, but then neither is he. That's where we hold the cards.
So you're willing to burn it all down to make your point.
I'm willing to make a move that can help this team win.
Okay, it's not going to help you win.
Why not?
If he's not happy.
Hugh, so first of all, I think he would end up actually sucking it up and doing it.
I don't think he would,
I think he would. I think he knows, and Scott knows that would be the smart thing to
If you know that there's a chance for you to make $90 million and the team that you're playing for that forced you to go in the bullpen has lost you $70 million, you're happy?
But I think at a certain point, the athlete and the agent have to take their medicine.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely, they do.
That dog don't hunt.
It sure does. Yeah.
Somebody like that. That is cause for me to come to work. If I'm going to take a $70 million hit, that is cause for me one day to come to work and choke Topper out.
Okay, and then that's the beginning of the end for you.
I'm a Sprewell.
It's 2025. We can't be Sprewell.
No, I'm trying to tell you. It's one of those things, man, where.
And you know whose career ends with that? Rangers, not Topper's.
But that's true.
Topper's might end, but not his career.
the way Ranger looking at it, he might be like, my career's over with anyway because they put me in the bullpen.
But I'm looking at this from the Phillies perspective, from the fans' perspective.
Okay, that's the extreme example.
It's crazy.
That's extreme. But you're still not happy being in the bullpen.
That's too bad, dude. I'm sorry.
And the fact that you're sitting here saying that's too bad lets me know that you are delusional about this.
No, I'm not.
Suck it up, Ranger.
It makes too much sense.
It's best for the team.
It is best for the team.
If that's the case, then Trey, Get your ass in the outfield.
Yes, that's what I've been saying yesterday.
I'm going to throw a question to you guys because it seems like the only thing that matters is everyone's feelings, all right? Let me just throw another idea. And by the way, he's also a Scott Boras client. Let's say tonight, and I know it's unlikely, later in the show you have to guess his line by perfectly. Hugh, let's say tonight Taiwan Walker throws a perfect game.
Wait a minute, Scott's his client too?
Yes.
Ooh.
Let's throw this out there.
Yeah,
you're
in a bad spot.
I think it's extremely unlikely. Taiwan Walker tonight pitched a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the bullpen next week?
If he pitches a perfect game?
Perfect game.
Like you said, this is one of those things that's going to play out. But between the two, okay, if I'm Scott Boras.
Perfect game.
Okay, if I'm Scott Boras, between the two, I could probably talk Taiwan into going to.
Because he has his money already.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could talk Taiwan into going to the bullpen.
But on merit, he pitched a perfect game tonight. How could you move to the bullpen?
No, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. If he does that, I'd be like, hey, they're looking at you to go to the bullpen, bro. I think you. Because my job is, I am the buffer between the team and the player. So if my agent comes to me and says, hey, great job tonight, you did a hell of a job. Look.
You're being demoted.
No,
that's what it is.
No, it's you're not being demoted. This is how you do. You massage this. I'm trying to massage the situation.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
You say, hey, you did a great job. You know, they called me today and asked, you know, would you be willing to move to the bullpen? I told them I think you can do it because you've been doing a hell of a job and you're a stand-up guy. And, you know, because, you know, Ranger's trying to get paid and Ranger's trying to get his payday. So I told them I would ask you to go to the bullpen. And you know what they'll probably say? Okay. But Ranger, the other way around, that's not going to happen.
Baloney.
I'm trying to tell you.
You think a guy off a perfect game is going to accept a spot in the bullpen?
He might do it reluctantly, but he's more willing to do it than Ranger would be.
But the point is, someone's got to sacrifice, right? Like,
okay,
that's the
point. Taiwan. Okay, perfect scenario. Out of all six of these pitches that we're talking about, realistically, take your Phillies feelings out of it. Who do you think would be the easier one to get in the bullpen, Ranger or Taiwan?
Well, Taiwan barely had a spot in this team 5 weeks ago.
Okay, so that's who I'm asking.
But that's easy. Is that the best for the team? No, I want the best for the team.
Well, that's the easiest because of the situation, the circumstances.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for uncomfortable conversations. Ranger, get your butt down to the bullpen. Let's go. It's a baseball game.
It's the get your butt down to the bullpen to me.
That's because you're anticipating he's going to put up a stink.
He
may be the ultimate team guy.
Guess who else is going to put up a stink?
Who's that? Me.
His wife.
I mean, you know what?
Now, you know,
his wife's the reason for all this in the first place.
We're taking liberties now with that.
It's a tiny bat.
That was Hugh's theory.
Going back to back.
Y'all
just don't understand how this thing works.
I do. We're letting the inmates run the asylum. That's what I know.
For the most part.
Aiden in South Jersey.
He's been running the asylum forever.
Well, I'm putting an end to it. Aiden in South Jersey's up. What's up, Aiden? Aiden?
Aiden.
Hey, Aiden. What's up?
So, I think Rangers should go to the bullpen at least a month or so. Get him a couple games. Taiwan Walker's already been good in the beginning of the season. I feel like you throw him back in there. You always used to watch the games last year, and you never know what he's going to do. You kind of grit your teeth and go, you don't know if he's going to play the game, but he's pitching good. And we have a bullpen problem right now, and I think Ranger could try and help, you know, fill that void a little bit.
Absolutely. And Aiden, I see the best teams in baseball do this all the time. The Dodgers shuffle players, all pitchers, hitters, all over the place.
They do.
Meanwhile, we're worried about feelings over here. Major League buddies.
That's the culture with the Dodgers.
Well, we need to be – I want their culture.
You want to change the culture after you let Bryce make all these decisions. Now you want to try to
take
some of that power back.
You got to put your foot down. Late. You got to put your foot down.
It's too late. The man got the fanatic tattoo on his body.
I don't care.
It's too late. It's too late.
It's not too late. Aiden, tell him it's not too late.
And I don't think it's too late. And also to get to Bryson Stott, I think he needs to start. I think he should be starting every game no matter what. Thompson said he wants to get Sosa, keep him in the lineup. I say bench Boom a couple games. Why not? Maybe it gets him in the right headspace here and there. Give him a little break because Sosa's doing really good this year as well. And
I think we just need to see a little bit of a change around here.
Well, Aiden, I agree. I mean, I think it should be based on merit, how you're playing. Aiden, good phone call, man. Like the Stott thing, if Stott keeps hitting the way, I mean, Stott has a 374 on base. If they get him, you know, some at bats against lefties, and he continues to get on base at this clip, he's got to play every day. I mean, guys that have 374 on base percentages play every day. Like, that's an outstanding, you know, ability to get on base. Mm-hmm. So I understand. I want Sosa to play too. So, all right, Sosa's playing time has got to come somewhere else. I mean, wherever, if that is for Alec Boehm, it's for Alec Boehm. If it's for Trey Turner once in a while, it's for, you know, whatever it is. I mean, they try the outfield thing. Dude, have we seen Sosa in the outfield since that day in Atlanta? Where him and Sosa.
Oh, they had that moment where they let the ball drop.
Feels like every 3 weeks they forget what happened in the past and they roll Sosa back into the outfield and then they see it for a day and they're like, nah, we can't do this anymore.
Maybe they're working on it and thinking that maybe he got it now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because that's a way to get him in the lineup more. Mike in Center City. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Are you in a convertible?
You all right, Mike? Hey, Mike. Mike going once. Mike going twice.
Mike.
I mean,
Kyle about to lose.
Sam is up on WIP. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joe, Kyle, Hugh. Good to talk to you.
Hey, what's up, man? Sam, what's up?
Okay. Hey, so Hugh, I want to talk to you for a second specifically. I don't know if you were ever in this situation in your career, but let's say it's a contract year for you, and you're playing how many snaps normally that you're playing. And the team comes to you and says, hey, we want to increase your impact. We want to increase your longevity. I know it's a contract year, but we're going to now sit you 25% of the snaps that you were used to playing. We know it might impact you as far as dollars, but we hope it's going to make a positive impact as far as your longevity and the impact to the team and the game. What kind of response do you have?
Let me help you out, Sam, because it's not directly like that, but something like that did happen to me in my career. I had a sack incentive where I forgot the dollar amount that I was going to get, but if I got 10 sacks, that I would get, you know, a bonus. And this was during the playoff run where we were playing against Tampa Bay. I think that was the year we played the NFC Championship game here. So we played Tampa Bay the week before, and then I think we had to play them in the playoffs or something like
so
that.
So this you're talking about the final week of the regular season.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I sat out, and I remember I went to Coach Reed's office, and I said, listen, and I said it just like this. I said, I have a sack incentive, and it's more than likely I needed a half a sack. And Coach Reed said, well, we want you to stay healthy to the rest of the season. I said, Coach, nah, can't do that. I said, I need this bread. And he was like, okay, well, let's compromise. So they changed the incentive. They rewrote the incentive.
So you'd reach it without playing.
So I reached it without playing. But to your point, I was going to get that bread. Like, but I understood. Like, and this is the year. This is one of the years we're in a playoff run.
Yeah.
But Coach Reed knew that if they didn't make that right, they would have a problem with me.
Your morale
yes,
would be down. Yeah.
Yes. And another thing, Sam, to your point. It's not like you're dealing with an individual. I give you that. But what other message does it send to everybody in the locker room? Because you might have somebody coming up behind Ranger that is in a contract negotiation. And then when you forcibly make him do something that he doesn't want to do, guys, look at that. And that puts a sour taste in their mouth. So you have to navigate these relationships and these situations better than just saying, hey, we're doing, you know, you got to do this and yada, yada, yada. I mean, but I get that fandom part of it, but this is the business part of professional sports.
Yeah, it's an interesting call and an interesting question. Sam, we appreciate it. I mean, there's some parallels.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam, but yeah, it's
there's parallels to the Saquon thing at the end of last year,
yes.
what they did with you. Now, to add to that, because people, you brought up his salary and the future and Boris. Hugh, I wouldn't guarantee him any money to do what I think is right for the team, but if it works, you could take care of him in the offseason,
yeah,
right? If you want to bring him back, like the Eagles overpaid or gave extra money to Saquon this offseason. Let's say this worked. They move him to the bullpen, he's lights out, and maybe he's worth $25 million this offseason.
And they gave him 40.
Right. Like you could.
Yeah, there's ways around
it. I couldn't guarantee it to Boris now. Like he might want that.
Well, it's one of those things, Joe. It could be a wink and a nod, but
that's kind of what they did with you. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, it's a wink and a nod. But you... Because, see, it's bigger things at play here. And I listen, man, I see the fans every day, and I know how bad we want to win a World Series. And I want to win one, too. I want to be a part of that. But there are business dynamics that are involved that it's not as easy to do as we think it is. If we're in college, yeah, I just take your scholarship. If you don't want to do it, I take your scholarship. And most kids want to do that because that's the ramification. If I don't do it, they're going to take my scholarship.
But it seems so easy when I just say it into the microphone.
No, I know it.
Get to the bullpen.
But when you have, like, because you're worried about the Ranger relationship, but also the relationships that you're cultivating with the other cats.
I get it. I need to win baseball games. All right, 215-592-9049. For more calls coming up, would you move Rangers to the bullpen and leave Taiwan in the rotation? Plus, the day of reckoning is coming soon for the tush push. We got to get to what Roger Goodell had to say about it. Then seemed to bode well for the future of the play, which could be up again this month here. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Summer, it's better with True Green, especially at a price this low. For a limited time, get 75% off your first treatment and enjoy your lawn without overspending. With True Green, you get expert care and a plan tailored to fit your lawn's needs so it looks its best while you save big. Let the pros handle the hard work while you enjoy the results. Relax more and keep more money in your pocket. A great lawn has never been this easy or affordable. Sign up now. TrueGreen.com. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Like the music selection?
Well, you know, I grew up with this, right? And mm-hmm. I remember this video. I was doing a lot in this video.
When was the last time you watched this video?
It's been a while, but I remember, like, when I was in New York, like, that was a Spinderella, had a crush on Spinderella. When
yeah?
I was up there, yeah.
Yeah? You ever tried to make that happen?
I tried to make it happen.
No, it didn't
I played for the Jets.
Yeah.
If I'd have played for the Giants, I probably would have had a chance.
Yeah, you played for the Yankees, you might have. Yeah, yeah. You were like, there's like 11 teams in New York.
Yeah, I played for the wrong one.
Sliding in DMs?
Then they didn't have DMs.
You know, back then, you used to have to talk
mailbox.
To people.
No, I had like, you know, I had one of them phones you used to put in your car. The cell phone that was in the car. Like a car phone.
Car phone, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, we've come a long way.
Well, you had a car phone this morning. We got to talk to Hugh while he was in traffic. That was an adventure.
But it was an accident on 95.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I said, I was like, no, that ain't my fault.
Hold on, wait. I forgot to tell you guys. You know, someone called me yesterday, and it was like a pretty bad reception. Mm-hmm. And they were like, sorry, I'm calling you from my car phone.
Like a real car phone?
Or
just their cell phone?
Or their car is in the phone?
I don't know. But if you're still mixing up cell phone with car phone, we got to get a grip.
Do they still make car phones?
It's been like 20, no. It's been like 30 years.
You think they make car phones? Like the phone that just sits in the car?
Well, you know.
Everyone has a phone.
Are you living in this century, buddy?
No, I'm saying. I'm wondering if they, somebody probably still has one.
No way. I'd like to talk to you. If you have a car phone out there, please let us know. Also, we did put up a poll. I haven't checked it yet. Are Frosted Tips back? Because Ranger has them now. Frosted Tips are a relief pitcher look. That's not a starting pitcher look. He's screaming reliever to me with the Frosted Tips. 215-592.
Not a lot of love for the Frosted Tips.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's 2025. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls on Ranger, the bullpen. I would start by asking him to go to the bullpen. I would move to telling him to go to the bullpen. I would end by forcing him to go to the bullpen.
Strong arm.
And we have Agent Douglas over here. Is it Hugh Boris, who I believe is on the payroll for Boris Corp, who just, you can't do it. He's in a contract year. I don't care. Where do you come down on that? All right, we all know we come down on the tush push. At least I think like 90% of people here, even if you don't love the play, we know the Eagles benefit, so let's keep it in there. Yeah, but Roger Goodell, he's in charge of this thing. And every time he talks, it makes me feel like they really are going to get this thing out when they reconvene sometime this month. Here's Goodell last week around the draft, I believe on the Pat McAfee show on the tush push.
It was split, right? 16-16, allegedly?
There were different concepts that were discussed. I would say there was a split. There wasn't an overwhelming push either way, but I think there's a, you know, as people see the different things that the committee's been considering and hear the conversation, I think that they'll actually develop a consensus.
You know how we talk about this is if Roger Goodell wants something to go through, it's going to go through. And so we assume the same thing with the tush push, whatever the iteration is, whether it's you can't have two people pushing, one person put, whatever the...
Or should it be all over the field, Pat? Go back. Should we go back to the old rule where you couldn't push or pull a player anywhere on the field?
All right, so there's Goodell there, especially when he talks about the old rule. That feels like the way they're gonna work around this. They're going to put it back to the old rule, which will eliminate the Eagles' ability to do the tush push. Do we have one more from Goodell here talking about this? Let's hear Goodell.
Where are we with the tush push? What do you in the next 3-4 months? Is anything going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to bring it back up. The competition committee, we've been talking about it, and we, you know, I think the idea is to look back about our history, right? Since 1920 to 2005, you couldn't push or pull a player anywhere on the field. And is that a football play? Is the question. And a lot of coaches would tell you that's not part of football, right? It may be rugby, but it's not us. The second thing is really the safety of the game, and that's primary importance to us. Is it a play that is unsafe when you're in those positions where you're getting pushed or pulled and you can't control where you're going? Those are the two factors. On the other side, you know, there's a legitimate argument that everyone can do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if somebody does it better than the others, that's the way the game's played. So I understand that argument, but that's also the great thing about the league. We have 32 clubs, there'll be 24 votes. If it's 24 votes, that means people have a pretty strong view of what should happen.
Yeah, Hugh, every time I hear him talk about it, it sounds like he wants this thing nudged out of the game.
Well, the first cut that you played when they asked him was a 16-16. You could tell that he didn't want to really get into that, and he started stuttering.
Yep.
You know, when somebody's stuttering, they're not trying to tell you everything that's going on. They're trying to, you know, find the right words to use in that situation. It sounds to me that it did pass. They were going to keep it. But some people felt like, okay, you didn't get the right kind of information because everybody's not looking at it the same way. So the people that want it banned probably say, okay, well, we're not going to vote on it because obviously you don't understand what's going on. Right. Something to that effect. So I think that's why they couched it until they go back down there in May.
Yeah, this feels like they're going to – I remember, I think it was Jim Harbaugh, I believe –
didn't understand the wording.
Yes. I believe the Chargers didn't vote yes, but mostly because it was too wordy, it was too complicated. But he sounded like if they reword this thing and they make it a little more simple, they'll be on board too. I think we're headed towards the NFL just rewriting it to the old rule. Enough people will jump on board, they'll ban it, and by virtue of making that the rule, the tush push will no longer be legal. They're going to spin it as – they're not banning the tush push. They're changing the rules, so then you're not allowed to do the tush push. We know where this is headed, and Goodell is clearly part of this. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We got to talk to people who want to talk about this Ranger Suarez thing. I can't believe there are people out there that agree with Hugh Douglas today.
Hugh has poison the mind.
I said, all I need is one.
Listeners.
That's why I'm here, man, because I have vision and I try to teach.
Sometimes I wonder if this is really the city that, like, I grew up around.
It's not. It's not. It changed.
Like, what's going on here?
What are you talking
about?
We're
worried about Ranger Suarez's freaking pockets, dude.
I care less.
Do we want a World Series or what?
I mean, I
what are we
one
talking
too,
about?
Well, you want one a certain way.
Well, no, it has to happen. Like, first of all, you have to all row in the same direction. And if they're not rowing in the same direction, it makes it kind of harder, right?
Sure.
So, Ranger has to be, like, y'all are talking about strong arming.
But isn't ultimately Ranger strong arming the team? Just,
no.
Well, that's already him not rowing in our direction.
You know how we can make
that's already gone.
You know
if what you're saying is true.
Okay, if we want to win a World Series, I know how to make this better right away. Mm. Put Ranger in the bullpen, right?
See, finally, but you before, said it only took 2.5 hours.
Before we do that, pay him like a starter, because hell.
Pay let's him be, anything. pay him like a starter.
I like go out there and prove it.
Pay him a dime.
Wait a minute. Now you want to draw the hard line.
He's already being paid. We understand
all,
he's on our payroll
and
right
he's,
now.
He's in a contract year.
He's an employee.
I gave you a solution to the problem. Hell, you didn't spend no money last year. Why not? Why not go spend some money this year? You closed the purse strings.
He's under contract.
Year.
He's
this
been
reminds
hurt.
Me, remember when Jason Peters wanted more money when they signed him back when
he
was 35?
Yeah,
he back to tackle. And he basically just forced Howie and Doug to pay him $2 million.
That's what I'm saying, but that's what you do. Like,
but he
you,
was a legend.
And he could play the position. He played two
right.
positions.
And they were up against it, which they kind of are here.
Yes.
I just don't understand.
So make it right. Make financial apology.
Hey, apologize for what? Apologize.
Excuse me?
He's an employee of the team. Apologize.
You. What happened to you?
No. I am trying to tell you how these things work. That's all I'm doing. And you're mad because it's the truth. If you want Ranger, you know how you get Ranger to go to the bullpen? Sign him to a new deal.
No, tell just him, tell him he has to do it.
You know,
this is the easiest route to go. Ranger has come back to try to maximize his dollars.
All right, you know what? I want us all to start thinking this way. You know, remember those bands people used to wear? People used to wear the bands, What Would Jesus Do? Remember those?
Yeah, What Would Jesus Do?
Yeah, I want a What Would Howie Do? Okay, I want a band like that. I want every team in the city to think what the Eagles would do, because the Eagles are the only ones around here that win at a significant level all the time. And the Eagles last
they pay
year,
people too.
They pay people, sure.
Oh, well, they didn't pay anyone midseason last year.
No, they did not. But
they did not, but they paid them at the end of the year.
Eagles last year had a $250 million quarterback, and they effectively said to him in so many words, we want you to throw less. That's an ego shot to a quarterback.
It is.
In a world where we compare Joe Burrow's stats to Jalen Hurts' stats, even though we know their offenses and the philosophy is totally different, no one gives Jalen Hurts that kind of credit because he's not – first of all, he's probably not quite as good, but he's also not allowed to throw as much.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to accept that. That had to be an ego shot. Like, you paid me to be a star quarterback, and you want me to throw less. And then he accepted it. He did it for the most part well, at sometimes excellent, sometimes not so great, but for the most part well, and then he won the Super Bowl. And he's Jalen Hurts. This is Ranger Suarez.
You know what made that transition a whole lot easier?
They had a contract already. I know, and money. I know. I get it.
Now.
Let me give you one that did not then.
Okay.
Dallas Goedert, he had no more guaranteed money left. If they run the ball more, he gets the ball less in the pass game.
I'm glad you went there.
Didn't help
him.
And he bit his lip, and he blocked, and they won the Super Bowl.
You know why he did it?
Why?
And you know why he balled out when he was out there?
Why?
Because he was in a contract year. He was trying to get paid.
But that's what Ranger's got to do. He's got to go to the bullpen.
And you know what else Dallas Goedert is doing?
Excel in the role that you're putting
him
in.
Wait a minute. You know what they asked Dallas Goedert to do?
Block.
No. They asked him to take a pay cut. You know what he said? Mm-mm.
But we won the Super Bowl ultimately.
But no, he still ain't took a pay cut.
I don't care about his money right now.
When they win the Super Bowl. The story ends there. I don't care what happens.
Wait a minute.
It ended there. The story is over when they win.
And he won't take a pay cut.
I can't stress this enough. I don't give a crap about how much he makes. I don't. I'm sorry.
And we still don't have a tight end. I fixed the problem for you. I don't want to do it.
You didn't fix nothing.
You're just creating more problems.
No, I'm not. You know how you fix it? If you want to fix this problem, sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth that long-term deal.
But you want him in the bullpen in
for
a contract year.
Because he's under contract.
Yes, he's an employee.
And guess what? If I'm Ranger, I'd be like, okay, I'll go. I'm not going to pitch well, though. I'm not going to tell them that.
Then have fun finding a new deal next year. That's such a stupid move by him.
I'm saying
there's no way he would do that.
If he thinks he's a frontline starter.
Well, he's not.
He's going to purposely tank his stock pitching in the bullpen. I don't mean to break the news to him.
He's not a frontline starter.
He's not going to purposely tank it, but he's not going to be happy in his role. That's the thing I'm trying to get you to see.
You just said I'm not going to pitch well. That's him actively trying to hurt his own.
He's not going to actively tank. But let me tell you what's going to probably end up happening.
Smile, nod, and get your butt to the bullpen.
He's going to go in the bullpen, and every time he's out there, and every time you have him pitching the bullpen, and you're going to be tapping him on the back, telling him, hey, Ranger, good job. Like, y'all mofos move me to the bullpen, messing with my money.
What if he eats up a lot of good strong innings in the bullpen?
What do you say? Playing with my money is playing with my emotions, Smokey. That came from Friday.
Do not care.
I know you don't, but I'm telling you, you don't fool with cat's money, man. Nah. You don't do that.
Ranger owes the Phillies. They drafted him, developed him. He's been a Philly his whole life.
That's just like saying that you telling me that I owe the Jets. Well I kind of do.
Well, they drafted you in the first round. They took that at Central State.
I mean, it's a bad analogy.
You heard the draft when they took you.
I mean,
they didn't know who you were.
I walked into that one.
You did. I don't owe them nothing.
They drafted me, and I returned the favor.
Well,
I gave them defensive rookie of the year.
What happened the second and third year with the Jets? You weren't quite as good.
Second year, I was playing in the they changed the defense, and I wasn't happy.
But then you get chunky too.
I had to stay when I was chunky.
You got fat and happy.
You took a vacation in Jacksonville. You owe that more than anybody.
What's up, Mike?
Fat.
Mike's in Center City.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, how you doing? I have to say, I think we have truth-telling Hugh today, to be honest with you.
Okay. His truth. I don't know if it's the real truth, but go ahead.
But with that said, I mean, two things. One, you keep saying, he's an employee. But would you do the overnight on the weekend?
So, Mike, someone asked me this earlier. I would not look, if they came to me today and said, we're moving you off of midday, you're going to overnights, I would not be happy, but I would do it. I work for WIP.
You would do it for the city.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I have another choice. I could quit. I mean, that's on me, but I'd like to have a job, so I would do it.
Okay, I appreciate that. Would it be a demotion?
Yeah.
All right, so going to the bullpen's a demotion.
Sure, I think. Well, I mean, let's just be real. Starting pitchers get paid more than relief pitchers. So, I mean, that's a demotion. I mean, I get Hugh's point. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I get what he's saying.
Well, here's my main point. I actually don't think. I mean, I would leave Ranger in the rotation. I'd move Taiwan at least to start, and I don't think you lose anything. I mean, you gain on the starting side. You might have less of a need for bullpen. I just don't think you weaken the team going either way. Or actually, I think you strengthen the team having Ranger starting. I actually do.
Well, you could, assuming Taiwan could pitch well in the bullpen. He really hasn't done that much. Ranger at one point in his career, you know, early in his career with the Phillies, was a good relief pitcher. I mean, we know he could do that. I know it's a few years removed. And, Mike, we appreciate the phone call. I feel pretty confident if Ranger Suarez puts his mind to it, he could be a really effective relief pitcher in an area that they're very weak. I mean, it's not so much like, hey, I want to do this just to upset everyone on the team. I'm just trying to make a weakness better. And right now, they don't have an answer. And they seem to be very content not having an answer.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think that they feel that it's going to play itself out. Eventually, it's going to play itself out. And I told you, I think Taiwan's going to be the one to go. Because Ranger, you can't ask Ranger to do that, not in his contract year. I understand what everybody's saying. I mean, you know, we're laughing and giggling about it, but this is about probably his last go-round, and he's trying to maximize his monetary value as much as he possibly can. That's why I feel like when he's out there Sunday, he's going to be on a mission because he's behind the eight ball a little bit because he's 30 games in. And by that time, he'd be about 33, 34 games. So now he's out there pitching with purpose. And if you take that away from him and say, hey, we need you in the bullpen, he'll probably do it, but it's not going to be with the same passion that he would have done it with if he was a starter.
I know. I get it. I mean, I understand. I mean, I get what we're doing here, and I get what we're trying to do. I'm just trying to make the team better. I mean,
I get it.
Let me give you one more Eagles example from last year. Now, again, you're going to tell me it worked out and they paid him anyway. I know that. You know, when Zach Bond got here, he thought of himself as an edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
edge rushers make more than inside linebackers, yes. right? Edge rushers can make up to 35, 40 a year. The middle linebackers make 15, right? It's just a huge difference. They looked at him after a few practices, and Vic said, I think you're an inside backer. I mean, I'm sure he thought to himself, "This is my, I only am on a one-year deal, right? So effectively last year was a contract year for Zach Bond. He had to recognize, at my best, I'm going to make less here. He didn't just accept it. He played at an all-pro level.
And not only that, and I get what you're saying, Joe, but the difference is this. Zach Bond was a special team player primarily.
I know. They were all promotions. Yes, I know. But it was a different level
of
position.
And he was more apt to change his position because now he's just trying to find a place at the dinner table.
I know. He wasn't even at the dinner table.
No, that was a good point. But he was trying to get a place at the dinner table. Rangers already had a place at the dinner table, and he's thrived in that role. And the unfortunate thing about it is you're asking him to diminish himself because he probably went into it like this, Joe. Okay, you know, wife's in town. My wife's here now. She's finally here. Things are starting to come together. This is the year where I'm going to put myself in position to get as much money as I can. This is my contract year.
Yeah.
Okay, unfortunately for him, he gets hurt. And out of necessity, now you're asking him in his contract year to sacrifice even more.
I know, and
that's where I mean, I know we all want to win, but Ranger wants to be financially stable, financially secure.
We all want to win. Joe and I do.
Wait a minute, I want to win too.
I don't see the hunger in your eyes.
I am more realistic than you guys are. You got those Phillies blinders on, and you're not.
Boris blinders on.
I do not have Boris. I just know how ages work. And they.
Your hat will be here by the end of the week.
You know what's funny? Because, perfect example. When I found out, when I got traded to Philadelphia, I didn't know I was traded. And they were trying to trade for me and not pay me. Like, they were trying to. They just, because I had like a year left on my deal. So, to your point. They wanted me to play out the year and then see what happens. So my trade, I was told, I was on the phone, and I was told this trade is contingent upon me coming to Philly. You know, hey, you got to agree to come to Philly. Didn't know nothing about that. I was already traded. My agent, Drew Rosenhaus, did his job. He found out. He said, Hugh, they've already traded for you. This deal is done. You have all the leverage. So what do you want? He said, they have to resign you because if you nullify this deal, they get nothing. And they're going to look bad. He said, what do you want? I never forget it. I said, I want Willie McGinnis money. At that time, and then that's the only time I ever counted anybody else's money because I was a big fan of Willie McGinnis.
I was looking at other people's grass
because Willie McGinnis had just come off a Pro Bowl. He was balling, and he played outside linebacker. And Willie McGinnis was the highest paid outside linebacker at the time in the history of the game, $25 million. I said, I want that. And I want number 53. And they said,
What are we paying for?
And Drew was like, okay. And when he got back on the phone, he was like, oh, they agreed to it. He said they really had no choice because they had already traded for you. So I was like, ha, Kyle. Ha!
Kyle was 2 years old.
That's it.
It's a baby.
I was rent-free in your head.
Worried about a two-year-old.
A two-year-old rent-free in my head.
That's a baby.
But no, that's the point. And it was one of those things where when you find out you had the leverage, you want to try to take advantage of that.
I get it. But you know what? And this is not to knock Ranger or to make, you know, to pump you up. You were Hugh Douglas. You had a 10-sack season in the NFL
already. He's
Ranger Suarez.
But to your point, I was in a bad defense. And technically, it's the same thing because my value was compromised because I was in a 3-4 defense. So I wasn't – if I would have went and after I got traded, I went to the Eagles or whatever and tried to ask for that money, they probably would have said no. You know, so I was in a compromised position because I think that year – I only had like 3 or 4 sacks.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where if they didn't know I knew the information, they wouldn't have been willing to trade
for me. Yeah, I get it. I still want Ranger in the bullpen this weekend. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll check in with you people later on. Your calls with the Ranger Suarez situation next. Plus, the latest on the prank call situation in the NFL. And a hypothetical for Hugh. The defensive coordinator of the Falcons got fined a hefty amount yesterday for his son prank calling Shadur Sanders. We'll hit it next. Your calls, 215-592-9494. This hour, 94 WIP was fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco.
Yeah, now let's talk about bacon, but not just any bacon. Let's talk about Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked bacon to sweet maple brown sugar, even extra thick cut bacon and applewood smoked bacon, every slice is packed with flavor top to bottom. You can top your burger with it, you can level up your breakfast, or you can just snack on it straight from the pan. No judgment from me. Treat yourself, grab some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.